Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Describe a time when you achieved a goal. IELTS speaking tips and examples. In the IELTS speaking test, candidates often encounter questions such as, describe a time when you achieved a goal. This prompt falls under speaking part 2, long term, of the IELTS exam, which tests the ability to speak coherently and at length on a given topic. The IELTS speaking examiner looks for several factors: fluency and coherence, lexical resource, grammatical range and accuracy, and pronunciation. Here, we delve into effective strategies and sample answers to help you score high in this section. Part 1, Introduction and Interview Questions. In Part 1, you might be asked introductory questions related to your personal experiences, interests, or daily activities. Here are a few examples. Common questions. What do you like to do in your free time? Are you someone who often sets goals for yourself? Can you tell me about a recent goal you set and how you achieved it? Sample answer. Question. Can you tell me about a recent goal you set and how you achieved it? Answer. Recently, I set a goal to improve my cooking skills. I love trying new recipes, but I often found them too challenging. To achieve this goal, I committed to cooking 3 new dishes each week. I watched cooking tutorials online, joined a cooking class, and even asked for tips from friends who are great cooks. After a couple of months, my confidence and ability in the kitchen improved significantly, and I was able to host a successful dinner party for my friends. Part 2, Long Term. Cue card. Describe a time when you achieved a goal. You should say what the goal was, how you set the goal, what you did to achieve the goal, and explain how you felt after you achieved the goal. Sample answer. Answer. One of the most memorable goals I achieved was running my first half marathon. I had always been a casual runner, but completing a half marathon was a new challenge. I set this goal because I wanted to improve my fitness and test my endurance. I began by creating a training plan that involved running 4 times a week along with strength training sessions. I tracked my progress through a running app, which kept me motivated and accountable. There were numerous days when I felt like giving up, especially when I faced injuries or bad weather, but I reminded myself of how fulfilling the accomplishment would be. Half marathon finish line achievement. A photo of a person crossing the finish line of a half marathon with a medal around their neck, looking exhausted but happy and proud. When race day arrived, I felt a mixture of excitement and nervousness. During the run, I maintained a steady pace, and the support from other runners and the crowd was incredibly motivating. Crossing the finish line was a moment of pure joy and pride. Achieving this goal taught me the value of perseverance and sticking to a plan, and it's an experience that I cherish deeply. Follow-up questions. How important is setting goals in one's life? Setting goals is crucial as they provide direction and purpose. Goals motivate individuals to strive for success and offer a sense of accomplishment when achieved. What challenges do people usually face when trying to achieve their goals? Common challenges include lack of motivation, time constraints, and unexpected obstacles. Overcoming these requires strong determination and sometimes support from others. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Examiner's questions and sample responses. Examiner, do you think that people who have goals are more successful than those who do not? I believe people with goals are generally more successful because they have a clear vision and roadmap for what they want to achieve. This clarity helps them prioritize their actions and make informed decisions. On the other hand, people without goals might drift without a sense of direction and purpose. What kinds of goals are typical for people your age? Candidate. For people my age, common goals include academic achievements, career advancement, personal development, and health and fitness objectives. Many of us aim to gain new skills, advance in our chosen professions, or improve our physical well-being. Important vocabulary and structures for high scores. To enhance your response and score higher, use the following vocabulary and structures. Vocabulary list. Committed, mit, dead, willing to work hard and give your time and energy to something. Perseverance, hus, n, continued effort to do or achieve something despite difficulties. Accountable, accountable, required or expected to justify actions or decisions. Endurance, inrens, the power to withstand hardship or stress. perseverance, continued effort despite difficulties or obstacles. Example sentences. She was committed to improving her skills, so she practiced diligently every day. His perseverance in the face of adversity was commendable. To achieve my goals, I kept myself accountable by setting regular milestones. Tips for achieving high scores in IELTS speaking. Practice regularly. Regular practice helps you become more fluent and comfortable in speaking. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate different words and phrases to demonstrate your lexical resource. Maintain coherence. Ensure your answers are well organized and logically structured. Improve pronunciation. Work on clarity and natural intonation. Stay relaxed and confident. Confidence in your speaking ability can help you perform better. By applying these tips and using the sample answers provided, you can approach the IELTS speaking test with greater confidence and aim for a higher band score. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.